So I'm back on College Green, opposite Parliament, where there is a complete circus, a media circus, of which we're a part, marking the announcement of the general election date. And with me is Alberto Nardelli from Tweetminster, which monitors basically what's going on Twitter around politics. Alberto, just looking at this, you've got it all wrong, haven't you? This is not going to be a Twitter election or an online election. It's a TV election.
I actually think it's going to be an internet election. It depends how we define the internet. I think the thing is that the internet isn't the story. It's people, it's policies, and it's candidates that win elections. And social media is influencing how people perceive the stories. It's providing candidates with new ways to connect with people, and it's providing parties with new ways to engage and mobilize their supporters. So I think to that extent, the internet and social media will play a critical role in the general election.
Not that many people actually use Twitter apart from political obsessives. How is an ordinary voter in an ordinary constituency actually going to be affected by what goes on Twitter?
I think it's a very fluid debate. If we look, for example, at Chris Grayling's comments over the weekend, the fact that that story was so talked about on Twitter and trended, it helped to keep pressure on the media, for example, to keep reporting it, and people in constituencies will watch the news, will read newspapers, and traditional media is influenced by what happens on Twitter. That's the connection.
So it's a secondary effect, really. It accelerates the whole news cycle and changes the direction of the news cycle.
Absolutely. It's a very fluid effect. What happens on Twitter doesn't stay on Twitter. All the various tools and media today are all very much connected, are all very much, the relationship between them is very much fluid, and they're all connected. And in that sense, social media, because of the dynamics that it has, it plays to those fluid information flows, has a very big impact and role to play in the election.
Okay, Alberto Nardelli from Tweetminster. Well, as I look out, the Ladbrokes sign is there with the odds. There are literally dozens of camera crews and the entire political elite, the entire Westminster village gathered on the green, all wanting to be on television. Well, we've yet to find out, really, I suppose, whether the internet will matter in this election, but Alberto certainly thinks so.